This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Good Neighbors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of having good neighbors. When we look at the Islamic teachings, we see that Islamic teachings or the Islamic text emphasizes on having a good neighbor and being a good neighbor. Now, when we look at the narrations, there are two types of narrations. First type of narration about the neighbors talk about choosing a house in a place where you can practice easily, where your neighbors are good, where they are also following the teachings of Islam and they're practicing Islam, so that when your kids are raising up, they also can easily basically practice Islam. On the other hand, there the other category of the narrations that we have is that the neighbor themselves are the means of peace in the life of a person. And according to these narrations, it is said that we should choose a place to live. Maybe we are renting a place, maybe we are buying a place to live. And if we rent a place where the people are good, where they are dealing with people ethically, they take care of their neighbors, then obviously a person who has chosen this place to live, he will have a peaceful life. He will not have any tensions or, you know, he will not have to take care of the neighbors a lot. Because when the neighbors are taking care of you, you also in return take care of them. But obviously there is no troubles between you and the neighbors. So therefore, this will bring a peace in my life, at least in relation to those who are living in my surroundings. And therefore, I can spend a peaceful night in my house. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of having a good neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. And according to things that we have described, we said that having good neighbors brings peace in the life of the man. Now, we have a narration in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the thing that will break the back of a person, that will bring the trouble in the life of a man, one of those things is having a bad neighbor. You know, when we have a bad neighbor, a person who does not have ethics, who always fights, who always, you know, he's outside there, and because of whom our kids cannot freely, you know, go out. And even we cannot have guests because of them, for example, maybe. These kind of people, when they are surrounding you, it's a big hassle. And obviously, it takes away the peace from the life of a person. It takes away the peace that we need to have from our life. And obviously, the place where we are living, it becomes a hell for us. And this is the apparent thing. It's according to the material life that the Ahlul Bayt are talking. But on the other hand, if any person who is in neighborhood, or maybe if we are living in the neighbor of the others, if we do not take care of the rights of the people, there are other consequences which are waiting for us. And that is related to hereafter, that if a person is not good with his neighbors, then obviously he has a consequences which he needs to face in this world and also in hereafter, because the rights of the neighbors have come in the Quran directly, and we need to be good with our neighbors, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.